know, it's a blessing to be drafted and to be in this position. I'm excited. You know, I've asked, you know, to play in the National Football League. I've dreamed about it my whole life, regardless of where I was drafted. I'm just blessed to have this opportunity. And football is about competing. You know, football is about getting better. And Eddie Lacy, he's a great running back. And now we're a team, and it's about contributing to the team and making the Packers the best they can be. I'm so excited to be up there with Dayton. He's a great player. I know he's going to bring a lot to the table, and he's going to do well up there. So it's very exciting.
Have you talked to Dayton already?
Yeah, we text a little bit. You know, we're excited. We were just talking about, you know, what if we end up on the same team on Friday, like when we were working out. So I'll see him next week, and I'm sure we're going to go crazy when we see each other.
Do you have any idea that you might fall as far as you ended up falling?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, the question was, did you have any idea you'd end up getting picked where you did in terms of falling?
But I'm just blessed to be picked and blessed to be drafted. There's so many people out there who would just even dream of being in my shoes, have dreamed of being drafted that won't be drafted. So I'm happy that I did get picked, and I'm happy to be a part of a great organization.
Where did you watch the draft? Or where were you with... Who were you with and where were you?
I was with my mother today, with my mother, my nephew, my nieces, and my sister.
Jonathan, how much did you stay in on third downs to block, and how much were you sort of a release or a block guy?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, the question was, how much did you stay in on third downs to block, and how much were you, you know, running routes and receiving?
I stayed in a great amount. You know, I was able to, you know, run a lot of routes out of their backfield this past season, especially in the and how they use, you know, the running backs, you know, in the previous offense.
Jonathan, you really want to be the mayor of L.A.?
Yeah, I will be the mayor. It's not that I want to, I will.
How did that come about? Can you talk about that a little bit?
How did that come up?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, when I was in high school, I went to Dorsey High School, and, we had this guy by the name of Marvin Ludlow. He used to be the city councilman of Los Angeles. And he got into some trouble, so he started to help out with Dorsey and become involved. And so he became my mentor. And I used to ask him about things going on in the community, because I grew up in a rough neighborhood, I would say. And I would see so many kids from the inner city fall into troubles. And, you know, a lot of negative things were happening. And I wanted to know his involvement with that. And he started talking to me about it, and I became interested with that. And I said, you know what, I think I want to have the impact on the community, the impact on the city. So he allowed me to have an internship with the mayor, I would say my sophomore year at UCLA. And I'll shout out the mayor and follow the mayor, you know, throughout different press conferences. And now I just love the impact and the involvement that he has in the city. And I feel LA needs to change so much, and so much can be changed, and I feel I'm the one to do it.
What were the keys to being able to set the rushing record for UCLA?
Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, what were the keys to setting the rushing record
for UCLA? Man, God, definitely number one, God in my faith and just being at peace. And like having a great offensive line, and unselfish wide receivers blocking downfield and just working hard, all work and dedication. With faith and work, all things are possible and all things can happen. Having a vision and seeing it happen before it happens.
Are you more of an inside runner or an outside runner?
Jonathan, the question is whether you consider yourself more of an inside runner or an outside runner.
Well, I love the game of football, and I just love the balls in my hand. If you want me to run inside, I'll do that. If you want me to run outside, so be it. Or if you want to throw it to me, it doesn't matter. You know, I just love the game of football, and I got to constantly improve on my game and get better every day.
How familiar are you with the Packers since Aaron Rodgers, Clay Matthews, California guys?
I've definitely been watching the Packers, especially with Clay. I used to love Clay Matthews. The first time I ever will admit that, now that I can, I used to love watching him at USC. You know, he was a great player, and Aaron Rodgers, he definitely grew up in the league, you know, these past couple of years. So I'm excited. Not excited. And I used to be a big Antonio Freeman fan. I used to love watching Brett Favre. So I'm excited to get up there and start working.
Jonathan, after the Packers drafted Eddie, did you think Green Bay could still be in play for you?
You know, I wasn't really thinking about where I was just taking it one moment at a time and one pick at a time, you know, and whoever would draft me, it was going to be a blessing to me. You know, I'm excited to get up there, and I know Eddie is as well.
Jonathan, who's your agent?
Kenny Zuckerman.